Good morning, ladies, and welcome to day three of Figuring Out Your Divorce Finances 5-Day Challenge. Yesterday, you looked at your assets, the things that you have. Today, we're going to be looking at your liabilities. And I know for many of you, this is the day that fills you with dread. But remember, ladies, we're doing this together, you and me. Nobody else needs to know about it, and we're going to take it step by step. It's such an important part of the process, and yes, it's likely that it may bring up emotion for you. But don't worry, nobody else needs to know about it, and once you've looked at it, it won't be a shock anymore. There's nothing worse, ladies, and trust me on this, than looking at this stuff in a mediation room or with your lawyer, having no real idea about any of these figures. Getting it sorted in your mind now will mean that you're in a far better position to cope emotionally when you have to do it in front of other people. Okay, so what do you need to do today? Well, get yourself a nice warm drink, not a bottle of wine, and sit down with the workbook and work through it. The easiest way to start is by getting a list of all your credit cards. Write them all down. Just the name of them to start with. It could be you've got a Halifax credit card or an MB&A credit card or a Marks and Spencer's charge card. Whatever it is, write all the cards that you own down. Write down all the store cards that you have. Write down all the loans that you might have. Include loans that you know that your husband has in his name if they're not in your name. Write down your husband's credit cards if you have access to them and you know what they are. Or their joint. Write down any money that you know that you owe your friends and your family, any money that you know that you owe for motor vehicles, any other outstanding loans and liabilities that I haven't mentioned. Next, when you've done that, have a breather. You might be shocked about the length of the list. Then return to the list and write down the account numbers of each of these cards or loans. That's step two. When you've done that, then get the statements out. As with your bank statements for the assets, you're going to need 12 months worth of statements for all your credit cards and your store cards so that it's obvious what the pattern of spending is on them. This isn't to make you feel bad. It's just the way that it is. So just do it. If your divorce is some months away, start printing off your accounts now if you get them purely via email so you can start to build up a record. Once you've got all the account numbers down and you know what they are, and you've got together the loan agreements, and you know what the redemption figures are for any loans outstanding, HP, etc. Start to fill in how much you owe on each of the cards. Look at how long you've got left to pay on the loans and what any penalties are for settling them now. It might take some time, but just take it steady. Do it bit by bit if you find it overwhelming. Once you've done it, ladies, you've done it. I'm here, and the ladies in the Ladies Who Leave group are also here to support you. You see, the thing is, in our everyday lives, when we're married and we have children, we spend money often without even thinking about it. So some of you might be shocked about these figures. But now that you know what they are, we can begin to look at them and put them into some kind of context. You see, it's likely that on your financial divorce, you will need to settle these figures. It might be that you decide to keep some of them going and take responsibility for them. It might be that your husband decides to take responsibility for them. But until you get to knowing your numbers, you can't even begin to consider what's going to happen to all these figures. So today, take it gently, be kind to yourself, and get clear about how much it is you owe. Until tomorrow, ladies, take care.